On today's podcast, we're going to talk about Are You Hungry for God? So let's get started. Welcome to the blogwithjesus.com podcast. I'm your creative power coach, Robert Welsh, coming to you from the Jesus Media Studios. Please hit that like button in order to let others know you're enjoying the podcast. On today's podcast, we're going to talk about Are You Hungry for God? I remember when I first started to investigate Christianity. It was right after I heard God say to me, "You've tried everything to be happy, why don't you see what the Christians have to live for?" So I went home, I grabbed a Bible off of the shelf in my closet, which I determined never to read, and started to read it. Then I started to watch church on television every Sunday, and I watched it on television with the UHF signal where you had to dial it in, and the picture was always so fuzzy, but the gentleman seemed so interested to talk about God and so in love with God, I watched each and every Sunday. And then when I was dating my wife and I'd go to pick her up for a date, sometimes we would spend the whole evening watching Christian television. And when we got married, we would go to church on Sunday. And then after church service, we'd go to her sister's church for service and then even come back to our church in the evening for service or attend another service in the area at another church. So I guess you would say I was hungry for God. I remember a saying that says, if they were to drag you into court and convict you for being a Christian, would there be enough evidence? I guess in my case, there would be. And if you're feeling kind of not hungry for God anymore and you're a Christian, why don't you go ahead and start reading your Bible? Why don't you stream a podcast to your computer or stream a church service to your computer? I'm sure you'll start to become hungry for God soon. And you have a promise for this. In Matthew chapter 5, verse 6, it says, "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled." And if you're not a Christian today and you'd like to become one, would you pray with me? Lord Jesus, I repent of my sins. Come into my heart. I make you my Savior and Lord. Friends, I believe if you prayed that prayer at me, you got born again. Please keep God first place in your life. He's going to take you places you never dreamed. This is Robert Welsh for blogwithjesus.com. Remember to believe the word, speak the word, and manifest a promise. I'll see you on the next podcast. Blessings.